Brilliance Audio presents Let Him Go by Larry Watson, performed by Dan John Miller. 1. September 1951. The siren on top of the Dalton, North Dakota fire station howls, as it does 5 days a week at this hour. Its wail frightens into flight the starlings that roost on the station roof every day, yet never learn how fixed and foreseeable are human lives. The siren tells the town's working citizens and students what they already know. It's 12 o'clock, time for you to fly too. Put down your hammer, your pencil, close your books, cover your typewriter, go home. Your wives and mothers are opening cans of soup and slicing bread and last night's roast beef for sandwiches. Come back in an hour, ready to put your shoulder to it, to add the figures, parse the sentences, calm the patients, please the customers. Most drive to their homes, but a man with the width of the town to travel, from Ott's Livestock Sales out on Highway 41 to Teton Avenue in the town's northeast corner, walks. The sun is warm on George Blackledge's back, and he carries his blanket-lined denim coat over his shoulder. But on his way to work that morning, in the pre-dawn dark, he followed the plumes of his own breath and passed signs of the season's first hard freeze. Blankets and rugs covering the late tomatoes and squash, windshields needing to be scraped, thin spirals of smoke rising from chimneys. Now only in a house or building's western shade, or in the shadow of a shed or tree, does any white remain. Grass blades and weed stalks that earlier were frost-bent and flattened rise again. Ice skins that grew over gutter pools and alley puddles have melted away. When George enters his house, he notices the lingering smell of hot dust and fuel oil, the stale breath of the furnace that came on during the night for the first time in the season. But on the kitchen table are not the bowl of tomato soup and the summer sausage sandwich that George has rightly come to expect. Instead, on the oilcloth are open cardboard boxes filled with the food that recently has been in their cupboards, bread box, and refrigerator. The house's windows are closed and the curtains drawn, banishing sunlight and, so it seems, sufficient air to breathe. Into the kitchen comes Margaret Blackledge, about whom people invariably say, still a handsome woman. Her chambray
sample complete. Ready to continue?